Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Welcome into our little world this morning. How are you, lads? How are you, Todd? Listen, you're not going to be home for weeks.
Based on
this flyer.
That's the assignments. We're gone forever.
But it's fantastic. You've got this new show. It's Catherine Young Dance. Now, I haven't seen the show. It was on. You did it before a year ago, but you've also had Longford Has Just Happened. Is that correct?
Yes.
So what is it?
Okay, so it's it's hard to describe dance. But it's
on radio,
you know what I'm saying? But it's kind of about, it's about people, and it's about after lockdown and trying to communities and getting people together after the trauma of lockdown and that kind of thing. And it's also relates to kind of the refugees and things and about people, communities. And at the end of the show, there's a kind of a Ukrainian-based folk dance situation, which can only be done with people, with a mass of people as opposed to people on their own. So it actually, it's about inclusivity.
Yes, yeah.
And also, because the show is really quite dynamic because we have the live band in it as well, it's also to have the audience inclusive of what's going on. So you're on the horse, you know, as it goes.
Yeah, I'd say, but it sounds like it's pretty exciting.
It's great. It was a lot of people.
And you need a lot of people, obviously, to be at it. Yeah. And Longford went well, did it?
It was brilliant.
Isn't that great?
It was a crowd of people there from Ukraine. And a couple of them were crying because we had these references in the music.
Come on.
And their dance sequences were and they were just besotted by it. So you know, it's a great thing to give to people.
It is, and in the main, we've been very welcoming as a people.
Yeah,
it seems to me.
Well, we were all immigrants at one point as well.
Isn't that the truth?
There's this whole scene of a collective of people, and it reminds me of the scene, you know, on the Liffey, the statues of the famine people marching, and there's a whole scene that has slowly.
That's right.
Really around it.
That's right. And it's interesting. We've got the Eurovision coming up, and I mean, the Ukrainian link with that.
Yeah.
This year particularly is phenomenal for obvious reasons, and it's just. And I know there's going to be moments that Eurovision is mad, as we all know, but there'll be moments with the Ukrainian involvement, which is going to change.
Yeah.
The whole sense of what it is, you know, which is what you're doing. Well, now, just to let people know that it's called A Call to You. It's Catherine Young Dance. This is the.
Yes,
tell us about them.
So Catherine's the choreographer.
Right.
And we put this together last year, so all the people from everywhere. There's two French guys.
Yeah.
There's musical director, Swiss. There's an English girl, three Irish girls.
Yeah, and Senna's from Rossinola. So like,
thank
God. It's an ethnic minority, you know. Yeah.
Inclusivity.
Inclusivity. That's what we're talking about. Yeah.
Now I know it's running. I'm just going through. What we have here. It's on you're tomorrow night. Oh, you're in Dunleary tomorrow night, for God's sake, yeah. And then you're in Seamus Shatira in Kerry on the 29th, 2nd of May in the Town Hall Theatre in Galway, 4th of May in Port Leash, 8th in Donegal, handy enough, Lime Tree Theatre in Limerick on the 11th of May, and Glory in Ennis on the 31st of May. Now, you both have instruments with you, so yes, I am guessing, after all these years of broadcasting, that there's a chance you're going to play.
Yes.
What are you going to play for us? Bouzouki.
This is an octave mandola, Marty.
An octave mandola?
Yes.
Excuse me for
the guy who makes this makes a bouzouki which is just slightly longer but the same size body.
Yeah, the same shape. Yeah. It's a beautiful instrument.
Thank you very much. I love her.
Do you?
Yes,
very much.
Has
she a name?
No, she doesn't.
Maureen?
No, we just go everywhere together. That's all.
To get a seat for Maureen on the plane. So what are you going to play for us, lads?
We're going to start with She Bugs You More.
She Bugs You More. Kerkalore.
Lovely.
Lovely. You make it look so easy to do. You. But how long have you been, you, in terms of Keela, how long have you guys been together? In this?
The band's been together, you know, about 30 years.
Yeah.
Some of the lads started in school. It was a brothers, the Snowy Brothers.
Are you serious? How long are you in there?
I'm only in it 28 years.
And Sana, how long? What about you?
15.
You're practically novice. It's no wonder you're wearing long trousers at all. I love the idea. I think of the Waterboys and that unfolding thing.
Yeah.
Not dissimilar, I suppose.
Well, I suppose you kind of you're trying to start off and you're entertaining your audience, but you're kind of trying to bring them somewhere.
Yes.
So the music is orientated towards crescendos and that kind of stuff.
But you've always been high energy. There's always been that beautiful sound. I mean, it's just beautiful here. But there's always been that sense that you're going to get the which is lovely and it grabs people and grabs their attention.
We're entertaining ourselves as much as anything.
So. Well, I know that, yeah. But you're also, as well as you're trying to have a life and trying to live in it and things as well, which is not easy, you know. And during lockdown was obviously impossible.
It's crazy. You know, I actually think it's kind of similar when we're talking about the show, with Catherine's show, because all of us musicians and actors and dancers were doing nothing for 2 years. And
the fear, almost,
and then to actually get back out of it, and then you come together as a community, supporting each other. You have to, because you know it was pretty bleak at one point. Yeah. You know what we were going to do.
You were
know?
You okay? Were you guys okay when it was?
First year was great.
First year was lovely.
First year was great.
It's like a holiday, and then the second year was like, oh my God, what do we do?
Yeah.
What do you do?
What I found at the time was that whole sense of I don't have to be anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't have to do this. I don't have, you know, and that was actually incredibly relieving. I felt it was lovely. Yeah. You know.
But then the second year, you go, oh my God, when does this end?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then what do you do?
That's the point. You know, in terms of tour, when this finishes, does the band then? We get busy over
summer. We're doing a couple of gigs, one in the Forest Festival with the brass section. This brass section thing has been, we've done about 5 gigs.
Yeah.
Paul Frost Brass is the people, so because there's 8 of them and then there's 8 of us, so that's a lot of people on stage.
I have to ask a question. How do you earn any money when you have that number of people on stage?
Well, money.
No, but it is.
We have loads of credibility. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's what we get.
Yeah. It's very difficult with the 16
That's a band, lot of people.
It is. For someone like that, you just have to ask for more money.
Well, okay.
Because it's a lot of mouths, you know.
It is, yeah. And no matter what way you look at it, and it's going to make a bigger show and a better show, and yet financially it's cutting into everything.
We got a couple of grants along the way after lockdown, which got us actually to start it. That's, it got funded. So,
But with respect,
yes,
there isn't another band like you.
No.
But thank God it's right. But I mean that in the best possible sense. When there isn't another band like you, you rise to the top, and therefore people say, well, hang on a second, they are who they are. And that's a very important thing in this world.
It is, yeah. You know, I also, part of me thinks that we just lasted so long. We're still here, and that has made ourselves what we are, if you know what I mean, by the fact of lasting. Because it's very hard to last in this world.
Yes, it is. So, it's also about getting on with each other.
Yeah.
It's about having relationships that work. And coming together and it working, you know. Awesome. Are you going to give us another one? Are you worn out now?
Not.
good man. I didn't want to
start.
So, two jigs.
Oh, jigs. Absolutely. Happy days. gorgeous. That's just lovely. I've always talked about the privilege of sitting here and listening to music like that live in front of me.
Well, it's a privilege to be here, Marty.
Oh, well, thank you.
Great show.
No, it's well, you're very decent to say. Selling, because you're no stranger when it comes to the whole idea of theatre and all that either. You've got that background, haven't you?
No,
clearly not.
Not really, no.
No, theatrical.
I've worked with Donal O'Kelly, you know, the great Donal O'Kelly. So he lives up our way up in the northwest. So we did the Adventures of the Wet Signor, it was called. We did a tour of that, oh God, 6 years ago. It was amazing, though.
Yeah.
So that the Francis de Cuellar, his letters. Done a few other things. Did other things. The Jimmy Gralton show with Donal again.
Correct.
And the Benbow guys.
Plays with Hank Wankford as well.
Great Hank Wankford, yeah. So we're coming over, he's coming over in about 3 weeks for some rehearsals. Hank is 84 now,
he's
after sending me 21 new songs. And there isn't a bad one in it. He's just amazing.
Isn't it lovely? But I love the way he still wants to do it. At 80, you know what I mean?
Superb. No, he's
because,
just,
you know,
stories.
That's the stuff I love. You know, we were talking about Al Pacino today. He's 82 or 83 this morning.
Right, it's like,
and he's still acting.
Yeah, yeah.
So it can't be the money.
I'll do it to your drop.
Yeah.
It's hard if it's with the money, because you don't always make the money, so you have to kind of do it because you love it. I mean, that's a cliche, but it's true.
No, but you do it at that age when other people are obviously not doing anything or not doing as much. I find that very impressive. The wanting to do it. So when Hank Wankford, will he tour? No, hardly.
Well, so he's coming over for the Clifton Arts Festival, which is in September, and we're going to try and maybe put 5, 6, 7 gigs either side of us.
That'd be lovely.
And so I honestly don't know where yet, but there's a few things.
Sure. How many people, I should have asked earlier on, a call to you, this national tour that you're doing. How many people will be on stage? It sounds
eight
like
to dancers.
Be, how many? Eight?
Yeah, and there's five of us
in the band. So we're at the side of the stage. And
I know.
They come on.
It's like River Dance.
Oh, yes.
Different energy.
I'm just trying to bring it elevated to a certain level. Do you know what I mean? But no, that's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
I wish I could. To have me do the Eurovision, what can I tell you?
I mean, you wish you'd come to the pavilion tomorrow?
I'd love to go to the pavilions. But I can't tomorrow because we have our own show on Thursday, so we can't go tomorrow. But anyway, we're going to put the dates up on the webpage as well. I just think it's a great idea, and I just want to say congratulations.
Well, it's very entertaining. It's for contemporary dance, it's can be not difficult, but it's hard to get. But this is it's all about the people watching it as well as the people on stage.
And yeah, but you're also going to have the Ukrainian folk dancing. But that's going to be traditional, isn't it?
It's kind of based on the traditional. It moves from it, if you know what I mean. It's incorporated, and it's kind of a community thing again.
No, I think it's absolutely stunning. Is there any chance of another tune before you go? Because I just loved it so much. Or have you learnt a third one?
Yeah, I can give you a tune, certainly. Okay, I see.
I play the drums.
This is Hector the Hero.
Hector the Hero, good man. Hector the Hero, is that what it's
Hector
called?
The Hero, Tommy Peoples plays it.
All right, that's going to be after Hector Neo pulling on.
Stops time.
It's beautiful. But it's very short.
I could play this five more times.
Just yeah. starting to hear off and go again.
And we go.
And then
build it up and build it up.
Taking a breath.
No, it's cool. I'm sorry to ask you for a sermon.
No, that's all.
So listen, that's just a reminder again. It's a call to you, which is on a national tour, and we have the dates. April 22nd has happened, but the 26th is tomorrow. At the Pavilion Theatre in Dunleary, and then running right through to the 13th of May in Glore in Ennis. Senator Brian, thank you so much for
coming.
You're
very welcome.
Thank you very much.
That was just gorgeous.